This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Senate just advanced a bill that increases the detainment of undocumented immigrants charged with nonviolent crimes like shoplifting. Both of Colorado's Democratic senators were in the minority, voting against advancing the legislation. The Lake and Riley Act is expected to get a final vote on Monday. Colorado senators did vote earlier to allow a debate on the bill. Senator John Hickenlooper says he wanted amendments to make it better, but those were not debated or voted on.
Kids that have been found guilty of nothing except being here, they're going to be detained indefinitely. They have no rights whatsoever. It's just not the way America is operated.
Senator Michael Bennett also wanted to amend the bill. He told the Durango Herald he's concerned about the host of unintended consequences. Denver's Martin Luther King Day Parade will go on, despite the near-zero temperatures forecast for Monday. To ensure safety, the event will start later, at 10 a.m., with a brief gathering at City Park before marching to the state capitol. Organizers advise older adults, children, and those with health concerns to consider alternative ways to honor King's legacy. The city of Manitou Springs is cautioning residents to be aware of mountain lions. Residents have been reporting signs of lion activity on local trails recently. The city recommends not attracting deer to your property, removing overgrown bushes and other areas where lions might hide in, and installing motion-detecting lights outside of your home. This is CPR News and KRCC.